the hostile zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misabuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gain and power influence over others isn't met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
That's right. Right here on the Hostile Zone, yet another day, another week, and a holiday weekend. It is Memorial Day weekend 2024. So I don't want to say happy Memorial Day, but I hope everybody is enjoying their Memorial Day and they are paying. If you see, I got my nice tie on here. Let me give a little viewers. I'm opening my jacket.
Red, white, and blue.
I'm not even gonna button my jacket today.
OMG.
I'm gonna leave it open for the tie to be out. So anyway, it's the Memorial Day special here on the Hostile Zone. And we got our flag, we got our United States Constitution, and I am your host, the one and only Eric A. Sinani, here in the flesh, live with you, celebrating and memorializing Memorial Day weekend, remembering those that fought for freedom who are no longer here, like I'm holding in this document. People like me that served our nation. People like Miss Bianca's father that served the nation. I have long generational history of people serving our country and my family.
Absolutely.
So it's the Hostile Zone right here on your FM dial or your XM dial or your internet dial or your iHeartRadio, wherever you might be enjoying us today.
Yep.
Memorial Day weekend 24. I'm accompanied by the on-air vocalist, Miss Bianca C-S-E-A.
Bianca C, that's me. And thank you for your service.
Ooh, that was so lovely. So to get this show ramped up and going, let's get a first patriotic song going. But folks, let's sit back and remember, it's Memorial Day weekend. Yes, it's about barbecues. Yes, we have a good time. Yes, it's about family and friends. And it is about family and friends because, you know, there are many people that don't get to see their family and friends right now as we speak because they're deployed, or people that never came home from a deployment, or people who have physical and mental ailments for the rest of their life that they are trapped in that combat theater. They are forever at war. So let's give them a song. What do we got?
Well, we have America or God Bless the USA.
Let's go with the Neil Diamond.
All right, let's play some Neil Diamond.
Thank you. Well, it seems so far away. We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come into America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They come into America. Got a dream they come to share. They come into America. Tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, of thee I sing.
It's a great song, folks. And, you know, we're just going to roll right in because, you know, we're in that American mood. So let's play a little Lee Greenwood. God bless the USA. God bless the USA. Shout out to the troops. We love you.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life and I had to start again. With just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least
today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Wow, what can I say? What can I say? What a wonderful song. Miss Bianca, that was a good selection there. We are in a happy, happy Memorial Day.
Yes.
I'm happy for the sense of we are happy as in Memorial Day, not because of it being Memorial Day, but because we are happy that we had people who continue to wear the flag on their arm and continue to put that uniform on and serve our country. We've had people that served and gave their life, and that's what we are happy for. So please don't confuse that. It's funny. I have a personal story on that. Years back, I put a Facebook post out, Miss Bianca, and on the post I said, you know, Happy Memorial Day. Obviously, and at the time I was active duty military, so I was active duty. So obviously, I wasn't trying to offend anybody, and I got comments from all kinds of weird people. How dare you, Happy Memorial Day? I lost my friend and blah, 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 blah. And you know what?
Okay.
I lost friends too. Okay. And friends lost friends too. And I have damage that will last for the rest of my life. So it's not Happy Memorial Day that we're happy. I'm happy that I'm here. I'm happy that I was able to put the uniform on of this nation.
Yeah.
And to support not only our nation, but I support our allies, our friends, our other countries that wore the uniform. I was a 9/11 responder. I never say Happy Memorial Day on these things as in, yay, let's be happy. But be happy that our flag still stands, folks. Our flag still stands, and it stands for freedom. And, you know, I was watching something before, and it was a quote. Right.
And what's the quote?
The quote, and don't get me 100% because I don't remember, but I played it back like 20 times, and it was something I've used before, but somebody had a little twist on it somewhere else. But it was like, it was like freedom.
The death.
Yes. People will die for freedom. People will kill for freedom, to get freedom. They will kill to be free, and people will die to be free. And no matter what you do, you cannot kill freedom. You will bury the people that gave up their life or those that killed another life for freedom, and will bury those bodies and say, thank you for your service. But we will never bury freedom. Freedom is the very fabric and foundation of our nation. It's not going anywhere. Okay, everybody says Rome has fallen. Everybody falls at some point. Well, I don't see that any day soon. Abraham Lincoln says that everybody that knows the show, I love Abraham Lincoln. Got to throw him in there.
Oh, yeah, you're a Lincoln fanatic. Everyone knows that.
Got to throw him in there. And you know what he said? America will not fall. It will not fall from outside. It will fall from within, people. Folks, if you're listening to me, hear me. It's Memorial Day weekend. Some of you have friends that are deployed. People on my staff here at the show are not here because they're on a deployment. Reserve members. Please don't think that. Understand that we will not fall from outside. We will fall from within. And this is what China, Russia, Iran, North Korea is important. And we need to pay attention to it. I needed to say that because the quote was basically, it was eloquently said, but basically it said, so people will kill, people will die for freedom, but freedom doesn't die. Remember that. Freedom doesn't die. What
also,
are we going to...
Life and death is short.
Right. Life and death is temporary.
Yeah, temporary.
Right. Life and death is temporary, but freedom is forever.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Bianca. Lovely call. Pound to you on that. What do you got coming up for us on the next one here, the next little patriotic?
Well, rest in peace, Toby Keith. He was the most patriotic singer, and who doesn't know, courtesy of the Red
Well, Blue. I was gonna actually, I wanted to do American Soldier first.
American Soldier.
Yeah, this one's a shout out to everybody that wears the uniform and has worn the uniform And folks, if you're out there and you see somebody wearing a uniform this weekend, understand one thing too. I want to give you, I'm putting my lawyer cap on quickly. A combat veteran who was honorably discharged and left in honor can wear their uniform for life. They will wear, we can wear our dress uniforms for life. So when you see somebody in that, we've earned that right, and they earn the right for you to give them the respect when you wear that. So whether they're active duty today, reserve, National Guard, State Guard, whatever they are, if they served honorably and they are a true veteran, they can wear that uniform. And if you see that, please give them the honor and respect. Okay, so let's hit that song up.
All right. American soldier Toby Keith.
All right, Toby Keith coming at ya.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Yeah, an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American. An American. An American soldier.
Wow, we got some great songs. Miss Bianca, you did really well there. You did really well. Another fine American song coming our way. Coming at you right here on the Hostile Zone. So, you know, we're going to keep doing some more songs because it's a holiday. Oh, I do actually have my my military pin on here, too.
Yes, I was going to say thank you for your service.
Yes, it's This is the lapel pin of the wings that you wear on the uniform. Mm-hmm. It's the, they give you a lapel one, too, to wear on their, like, a jacket like this.
You wear it very well.
So, yeah, so, this is screaming in my ear. Hold on. I got to turn it down. I got L.A. yelling in my ear. All right. I don't want to listen to you. Okay, so, we got more music coming up your way, but let's talk a moment here about America.
Sure.
Let's talk. We are a nation, sadly, that has been in conflict for the duration of our existence. Did you realize that?
Yes, sadly I did. Right. Sometimes I just change the channel or on my social media because I just don't want to look at it. Because if I look at it, then it's a reality, and I don't encourage it. You know, like
you're going on a different path. I'm not going political today. I know what you're talking about, which was a great conversation. But what I was trying to say is we are a nation that's been forever in conflict. We started our nation in a war with the crown, with England. Those of you out there that don't know your history, we declared our independence. It's in this book here, the Declaration of Independence, which led to the Constitution. But we had our first fight for freedom, taxation without representation. The patriots that were here, George Washington, our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin. We can go down the whole Paul Revere. We go down the list. I'm not going to do all that today. But they were in conflict. And when they stood up and we became the United States, we were at war with the crown. We were at war with England. And then when we defeated England, who's now one of our best friends. We defeated England, and then we ended up into another strife and another strife and then a civil war and then the War of 1812 and then World War One, World War Two. Then you had Korean War, Vietnam War. And then you have the Persian Gulf in the 1990s, the first Persian Gulf. Then you have 9/11. Plus, you had the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1991. And then we had 9/11. Then we went to Afghanistan. Then we invaded Iraq. Then we're involved here and there. And I'm not going political with you, folks. We are a nation that somehow seems to be involved in strife and conflict. But the biggest strife and conflict that I fear is us fighting ourselves from within. See, because out there looking into the cameras, they know that they can't beat America in a fair match. It's not going to happen. I don't care. Russia, obviously Iran. I'm sorry you lost your president to the people of Iran. I never wish death on anybody. So I'm not going to speak ill on that situation. I hope that bad experience with the helicopter crash, maybe there'll be a little bit of a regime and the people, and maybe things will get better there for them. I don't know, but I'm not going to talk negative on that. But there's always some kind of conflict everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know, we have little small conflicts going on all over the world, in the Horn of Africa, Djibouti, Somalia. We got the Houthis, who were Iran proxies. They were going after merchant ships. We got little explosions going all over Africa. We have to worry about China invading Taiwan, and Taiwan is our ally. And if China takes into Taiwan, now they're becoming a larger empire. Russia's moving into Ukraine, trying to rebuild the Soviet Union. And then we got Rocket Man, as former President Trump called him, who is still continuously shooting practice missiles. And there is an international courtesy that people that have ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, whether they're nuclear warheads or not, if you're going to do test launches, everybody notifies each other, hey, we're going to be doing a launch. It's going to take off at this time. This is what we're shooting, and this is where we intend to shoot it. So this way, our enemy doesn't think we're firing on them. We in the United States, we have sensors in space that can actually heat sense from space over every country, that when something is launched, that sensor will grab the heat signature from that and translate that quickly to NORAD, which is in Cheyenne Mountain in Wyoming. and we share that with Canada. That NORAD is the central command that watches everything that flies in the sky. Anything that's coming into the United States, they even monitor space junk.
That is really cool, that heat sensor and thing.
So the heat sensor goes off, it rings an alarm everywhere. And they're like, are we being hit? That's why people notify. And even our enemy, even during the Cold War in the 1980s and the 90s, moving into, like, not 80s, but, you know, into the 90s with Russia, our Soviet Union, I'm sorry. You know, when they would practice missiles, they would still tell us.
Really?
Gorbachev would contact President Reagan and say, hey, I'm doing this, but I'm not shooting at you. Because...
Well, they better. If not, we're going to go forward.
Nuclear proliferation is a threat. And all we need is some clown to shoot off a missile and then somebody to even accidentally think that it is being shot at us. There is no response, folks. The response is we shoot them back. We have intercepting... missiles an intercontinental ballistic missile, a nuclear missile coming from North Korea would get here in about 26 to 28 minutes.
Wow.
That's how much time we have from a launch. If it was coming from Russia, maybe I think Russia's 26 minutes, 28 minutes, and North Korea's 31 minutes, 31 to 33 minutes. That's how much time we have from the second that our sensors get the heat signature, send it to, and space grabs it, and they send that to NORAD. And then NORAD has that amount of time to figure it out. And then they contact POTUS, P-O-T-U-S, President of the United States. They contact the president and say, what's your pleasure? And that actually, it doesn't mean like what makes you excited. It's a term meaning, what is your decision? What's your pleasure, Mr. President? And do we launch back or do we not? And he, and I say he, we could have a woman president. He, at that time, makes that decision and says, ship fire away. And then we start launching. And if they launch one, we're going to launch 90. I mean, you know this, Russia. And now to take it another step, Russia is now talking about nuclear. We've been talking about that on the show a lot recently. But Russia has actually talked about testing some weapons again for field grade nuclear stuff. I mean, this is just insane. What are you thinking, Vladimir? What are you doing? I don't know.
I don't think they should ever use those type of weapons at all. I think that is like major evil. It's disgraceful. Like,
well, you
why
would
someone?
I'm gonna
answer. I think you're super crazy if you want to like launch a missile. And that's
you know
it.
What it is, though? I'm going to tell you why, Miss Bianca, because that's why you're on the show, because you're the average person.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, and
yeah.
You don't do this. You don't study this for a living. You don't write. I'm working on another book. And you know, and you know that I just did a briefing on nuclear proliferation.
Yeah, I mean, I have the average intelligence.
John Q. We call it John Q. Public.
John Q. Yes.
John Q. Q. It's called John Q. Public in public administrative world.
And
I'm taking my lawyer hat on and putting my MPA, Master of Public Administration, cap on. We call that John Q. Public.
And I'm sure somebody that wants to know, like, my questions and my answers, you know, somebody else is probably thinking the same thing, too.
I'm going to give you the answer. Why do we have it? Because if we have it and we have safeguards in our nation that, yes, the president can do this, but there needs to be protocol and there are additional steps that are taken so nobody can randomly just start launching things for fun. And also... nations know that. And when I have one and you have one, Russia has one, and then whatever, if you're not a nutcase like Rocket Man, who I really don't think you're that bad, probably, North Korea, I think maybe somebody needs to have a good conversation. And maybe you need, you know, I don't know, we need some diplomacy with you. But anyway, the point
this
is...
this reminds me of The Terminator. The first movie of The Terminator, you know, like...
Well, don't get into the Rise of the Machines.
You know what I mean?
Don't go there.
No, not that, but I'm just saying, like, the way the impact is...
Well, that's what I'm... There is an after
effect.
That's
what I think of. I'm like, oh, my God.
I literally wrote a 30-chapter, couple hundred-page briefing on nuclear proliferation, which I'm sanitizing out what is good for public consumption, and it will be out on my column. But anyway, so... the purpose of it is, honestly, mm-hmm. not for us to obliterate our enemies, because each nation that carries these, mind you, there's only a handful of nations that have nuclear weapons, and the majority of them are here in the are American, and we have our nukes out in other countries. We have relationships with countries. Poland has been recently asking for us to put nukes there for their protection. Oh, well. Okay. And, you know, and we have them in submarines all over the place. And you don't know where they are at any time. And they can launch. The purpose is everybody knows that, right?
Okay.
So if Russia were to fire one off at us, they know that we're going to go one after another. And they're going to do it to us. And then the other countries are going to do it to their... It's just going to... Nobody wants that. So it's kind of like a suicide mission. Mm. So... It's kind of like you. It's kind of like you. You. I'm gonna bring it right to my one of my favorite movies, Karate Kid, Miyagi. I studied karate in Okinawa, and I actually studied traditional karate in Okinawa. And Karate Kid is one of my favorite movies. And what was Miyagi would always say to Danielson? He would say, "Karate for defense only," right?
Yes.
So
yes,
the nuclear missiles are for defense only. The fact that we have them is defense enough. It's kind of like a guy going to the gym and building up muscles and wanting to look strong because he doesn't want to fight anybody. Mm-hmm. So he gets a good posture. He goes to the gym, broad shoulders. He may be a scaredy cat, tail between his legs kind of guy, but he looks strong. And people don't want to mess with him because they don't know what he's going to bring. People don't want to mess because they don't know what you're going to bring. We don't want to launch nukes on anybody, and they don't want to do it to us. But there are rogue people that would do that. Then we get into the whole dirty bomb thing. But anyway, what do we have queued up next? Oh, that's a great song coming from another movie.
Yeah.
For my fans out there, a Rocky movie. Shout out to you, Sly. I'm looking forward. I know Tulsa. I'm waiting for my part on Tulsa King still. Anyway, so Tulsa King's coming back in July, I heard. But we're going to play a great song. Is it going?
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
James Brown.
Yeah.
I'm feeling patriotic now, that's for sure, folks. I hope you're feeling patriotic, loving your country. Because I'm loving my country, that's for sure. So, folks, let's talk a little bit more about this great nation of ours. Miss Bianca had to step off a set for a moment. But how many of you out there have actually taken a trip to Washington, D.C., right? It doesn't sound, like going to Hawaii or one of the islands or whatever. But it is the capital of our nation. And there is so much to be seen there. There is so much honor. There's the Vietnam Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, the World War II Memorial. I mean, it is my happy place. Obviously, you know, we filmed the show there. It is my happy place, I have to admit. My favorite place is actually the Lincoln Memorial. I gave a bit of delay wondering if anybody at home was wondering what it would be, because you knew it was going to be Lincoln Memorial. But anyway, it is worth a trip to see these things, because when you see the amount of time that went into building these memorials to thank our members of the armed forces for what they have done for our beautiful nation, it is just, it's heart-wrenching, it's internally moving, it's a spiritual moment almost. If you are not a religious person, when you stand in front of the Vietnam Memorial, or you walk down to the Korean Memorial, they're all in the same area by the mall. Not a shopping mall, the mall by the Lincoln Memorial, the reflection pool. It is a reverence moment. It's a spiritual moment. It's a come to God moment. Whatever your God is, it's a come to God moment that when you see that and you see all the names on the wall and you see what it is that those statues and all the things that are there, what they represent. They represent this flag that I'm wearing as a tie today. They represent that, and they represent all those that went before me that wore the uniform, my family that wore the uniform, on both sides of my family. These are traditions that that families keep, and that is a very important thing. Also, you want to pay attention to the fact that you have all the veterans organizations out there. Hi, hello, Miss Bianca, jumping back on set.
Hello.
So Miss Bianca dipped out during the song. She's back. No big deal. You didn't miss anything.
Mom life.
Yep. So, you also have to look at all of the veterans organizations that are out there. The VFW, which I'm a lifetime member. The American Legion, I'm a lifetime member. Yes. Disabled American Veterans, I'm a lifetime member. AM Vets, I'm a member. Not lifetime. I don't know. If not, reach out to me, AM Vets. I'll do a lifetime. I belong to USAA. I belong to there. I belong to, I don't know. It's a whole bunch, but I mean, I support all of them. And even though that those organizations are for me, people like me that serve, mm-hmm. I support them because when I can give and I am able to move and do what I can do to help them, then I'm continuing my mission. And my mission is service. My mission is love of country. The role of the military has changed significantly over the years, and our military is ever growing. As you know, we have Space Force now, people made a joke about Space Force. It is very important because when you see that Russia made a threat to use a nuclear weapon on one of our satellites, we need to be able to monitor our satellites, not just our spy satellites. Our satellites that are providing communications for your phones, your TV, for this show to be broadcast, to be recorded in D.C. and aired and filmed out of L.A., that requires satellites. Shout out to Starlink, Elon Musk. All of those are out there, and they are providing services that we require on a daily basis. Our first responders, police, military, EMS, the government, Office of Emergency Management, all of these people require these tools,
yes,
to operate on their mission. The military requires these tools. Did you know, fact, Garmin was the first, like the TomTom in your car, but it was the Garmin.
The Garmin is the first.
We've had satellites since like the 50s, and we've had GPS in the military since maybe even before.
Yeah.
So they could sit in the Situation Room or the Pentagon, wherever they're going to be in the Situation Room in the Pentagon or one of the other locations, and they could track every vehicle in the military across the world.
It's unbelievable.
And know where it is.
And it's now super expensive because, you know, like, it really works. If there's nothing going on with the internet, we are Wi-Fi, it works.
Right. That's why everyone was saying, oh, I want an Apple Watch. I want a Garmin watch.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my... Garmin, let's become a sponsor of the show. I'm going to reach out to you, Garmin.
Oh, you will make his day.
I really want a Garmin watch. I want their Garmin. You are the best technology out there. Their satellites are great. And in future shows, I can explain where satellites are placed. Mm-hmm. There are different levels in space, and there are certain satellites. Like our TV feed right now, if you're watching us, our TV feed is a further out satellite than other satellites. They're out further. So they may not get an interruption from a solar flare, or they may get an interruption from a solar flare when your phone and other stuff doesn't. It could be either way. You know, your XM radio may still be going. iHeart, you might be listening to me on iHeart, and that's going great, but the TV goes out. Well, that's because that satellite is a little further. Anyway, I woke up on a tangent here.
Were you in a sea hole again?
I was going in a sea hole. But you know what? I basically, my call to action to you folks, and then we're going to wrap up the show, and I'm going to tell you how much I love you for watching us and listening to us, and how much I love my country and people that are no longer here. Call to action, folks. We're Americans, all right? At the end of the day, whether you have a Latino descent, Latino descent,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
I have Italian
Latin
descent.
Yes,
we are
Latina,
Americans.
I am. But I was born here, and I'm proud of
when
it.
When somebody asks you, what are you? You say, American.
I'm American.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If they say, what's your lineage?
Actually, nationality, not my heritage. What's my nationality?
Well, no, my nationality is here. I was born here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my lineage goes back to the Roman era, Roman, Italians, etc. But I am true blood American. Yeah. I want to take a moment now to be reverent and shout out to those that are not with us. I served on the honor guard for several years. I've done more than at least, and last we saw on record, was more than 300 missions on the honor guard.
Wow.
That was whether a deceased soldier's remains, whether it be from the plane to the funeral home or from the funeral home to the grave or to the grave doing the honors. Every one of those meant the world to me. That was probably one of the greatest things. And I did a lot of things in the military. I've been a lot of places. I've done a lot of things. I've been involved in a lot of stuff. You'll be seeing more stuff about things that I've been engaged in coming out over the next year, I'd say. But that was probably the most important part of my life ever. And if I miss anything the most, it is that moment of laying that soldier or airman or Marine or whatever. But I mean, generally it's your own service. So I served both in the U.S. Navy, folks, and the Army. So there you go, in case you didn't know that. And I served on the Honor Guard in both. I had to learn it two different ways, two different uniforms.
It really gets me, though.
There was nothing more heroic to me. And it is really heroic because there is nobody seeing it, you know. And I'm going to give a shout out one thing that happened to me.
Yeah.
Paramus, New Jersey. Okay? Shout out to Paramus Police Department. I hope you're listening. I don't know the officer's name, but we were doing a funeral at George Washington Memorial Cemetery, right by Bergen Community College on Paramus Road in Paramus, New Jersey. And after the funeral, we were pulling out in our GSA, government-issued vehicle. Normally, I drive, even though I was the team leader and I actually had rank on the other people, I just like to drive. And as we were pulling out, there was a Paramus police officer at the traffic light. And out of the corner of his eye, he saw what car was coming out. He knew the plates and he saw us in full dress uniform. He put on his red lights, blocked the road off so we could pull out. This is not protocol. This is respect. This is my call to you to do this. If you have the ability to do this, he saw us pulling out. He blocked the road with his police car. And then you know what he did?
What did he do?
He got out of his police car and stood up in full salute. until we drove away.
Wow, that's honor.
And I saluted him back as the driver and the team leader. I don't know who you are, Paramus officer, but this was back in the mid-2000s, maybe 2005. No, I was deployed. 2007, maybe somewhere. I don't remember. You remember who you are, sir. And if somebody knows who you are, please reach out to the show, The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, Eric Sinati at bbstalkradio.com, or Eric at ericandrewsinati.com. Because you, sir, are a tribute to the finest that America offers. We just laid to rest one of America's finest. We were leaving there, and you proved to be the reason why liberty lives forever, why freedom lives forever. On that note, folks, I'm going to end it. I'm going to say, enjoy your weekend. Really spend time with your family. Don't burn the cheeseburgers. Don't drink too much. Don't drink and drive. Mm-hmm. No illegal substances. Love your country. Miss Bianca's going to do the national anthem. Don't go anywhere right after that. We're going to close it out with proper respect to our military. Thank you for coming to the Hostile Zone. I appreciate you every week. I hear you, and I hear you with reverence. God bless America. Shout out to Derek Bell and to John Newman. Shout out to John Newman, shitmate. Always here. Always here forever, brother. I wear this one for you. All right, Miss Bianca, what are you going to do with the, you want to cue that up?
Thank you so much for your service.